Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sin. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Quite a number of years ago, a kid from my youth group when he was in high school, got a summer gig that paid a substantial, large sum of money. And he got this job for two reasons. First, because he fit the uniform, and second, because he played the trumpet. All he had to do was dress in tight white pants, wear a tailored red coat with gold buttons, put a black top hat on his head and black boots on his feet, and then stand on the dirt track while he played. Now, I'm going to wager, I'll bet you've never heard that played in this sanctuary from that orchestra. But I'm also going to bet that you knew what the tune was, that you've been to a racetrack or you've watched a horse race on TV. So you know that at the start of each race, the trumpeter comes out on the track to announce that the jockeys and horses are making their way to the gate so that they can start the next race to the finish line. And so that's what my young friend did all summer. He played before each race. And it occurred to me, I got to thinking that that's somewhat what I think the gospel according to Mark is like. It's an announcement that the race is about to begin. And from the very start, it's a fast-paced race to the finish line. Only in Mark, there really isn't an ending. The gospel writer will leave the story dangling, allowing the hearers and future readers to make sense of it. So now here we are on the second Sunday of Advent, the 10th day of December, and the clock is ticking. Time is quickly marching on, and there's much that's yet to be done. We all have a huge list of to-do items. Here it is, the second Sunday of Advent, the second Sunday of a new church year, the year of Mark. And for once, today we're actually starting at the beginning. Only we won't exactly be picking up next week where we leave off this week, but that's a sermon for another day. Still, today, on this second Sunday of Advent, we're starting right off in the first chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. Now, there's full disclosure time. For the rest of the season of Advent and throughout Christmas, you know, Christmas being 12 days, we'll be hearing the good news from Matthew, Luke, and John. We won't actually come back to the gospel according to Mark until after we turn the pages on the secular calendar and ring in the new year. We'll return to this first chapter on January 7th in the year of our Lord 2024. And that's when we'll actually hear that Jesus was baptized by John in the Jordan River. But until then, I'd like to suggest that what we heard today is like hearing the trumpet sound at the start of a horse race, or the start of any race. This is a proclamation, an announcement. The race is about to begin. The gospel, according to Mark, declares that this is the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Throughout the gospel, Mark moves his readers and hearers swiftly from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. He'll craft a fast-paced story of Jesus being tempted by the devil in the wilderness, Jesus calling fishermen to come and follow him, Jesus teaching in the synagogue, in a boat, in the wilderness. We'll read and hear stories of Jesus healing lepers, casting out demons, curing the sick, feeding the hungry. There's an urgency in how this gospel writer portrays the events that are leading up to the passion of Jesus, his betrayal, arrest, trial, crucifixion, death, burial. Only for today, on this second Sunday of Advent, the gospel writer is sounding the trumpet, much like they do at the start of a horse race. Only rather than the sound of a bugle call or the birth narratives that are part of Matthew and Luke's version and telling of the gospel, this gospel writer simply begins with a declaration. There's not even a verb. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It's more like a title. Once again, soon and very soon, we shall come to hear and see that the gospel, the good news, according to this gospel writer, is actually the beginning without an ending. In the meantime, let us prepare our hearts and our minds for Christ's advent, Christ's coming among us. We can begin those preparations by sharing the Lord's Supper, surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses and all of our Christian brothers and sisters worshiping with us from home, at the springs, down the street, or around the world. We can begin by tasting the goodness of our Lord and Savior as we eat of the bread of life and drink from the cup of salvation. Then, having been fed, we can rise up as people of God, people who have heard the trumpet sound. With the dawning of each new day, we can begin the race right back at the starting line. We can look for both familiar and new ways to carry on the ministry of Jesus, proclaiming the good news through our own words and deeds. We can go out into the world with hearts on fire, with the Holy Spirit that's dwelling in us, trusting in the promise that God is always with us, and God will remain with us. We can bask in the love of God and revel in the cleansing waters of baptism that are washing over us each and every day. We can turn our lives over to God, in whom we have our life and whom we have our very being. We can look to Christ's advent, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. We can give thanks to God with each and every breath we take until that great and glorious day when we too will cross the finish line into a brand new beginning without ending. In the meantime, let us prepare the way of the Lord by listening closely for the call to assemble as a community for the race that is set before us.